昨天实在对不住大伙儿，昨天没有上传节目啊，昨天的胃实在是太疼，疼起来真要命啊！哎呀，其实关键是我自己吃太多了，我吃了一份墨鱼饭，然后一份猪肚汤，一份炸茄子，一份炒四季豆，然后外加一份响云鳝丝。
你还敢说你不犯贱？
但今天终于缓过来了啊！
各位父老乡亲，没想到吧，我胡汉三回来了。
而且昨天在微博跟微信上收到了很多很多很多的慰问，哎呀，真是太感动了。我们来听昨天应该放的第三季第六集吧。
5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Season 3. 我们的微信公众账号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3006，给你看今天的文稿。
Hi everyone，
大家好
，I'm the yellow background Jerry。
你是扁平的吗？我突然想到，你是扁平的吗
？I'm 2D，
二次元是吧
？Yes。
嗯，我是爆炸头 Alex， 你看我是三维的。
OK，
我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
We are broadcasting Sydney, and welcome to the 5 Minutes English Show Season 3. All right, so.We talked about Catholics and Protestants for the last 2 episodes.
Yeah.
And so what do these people have to do? Well, what do these religions have to do with King Henry VIII of Britain, of England, I should say?
母鸡啊。
Well, for Protestants, not too much, to be honest.
就是说今天我们要讲的其实是天主教跟新教在亨利八世时期对整个英格兰的一个这个 Britain 的影响。不是 Britain， 那时候只有 England。
Yeah， England， Britain。
It's not Britain， it's England。
England。
那时候英格兰、苏格兰、威尔士都没有并入。
No， only Scotland and England came together.
With
James the First after Elizabeth the First, the Virgin Queen.
Yeah.
And then Wales came later, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.Let's get some facts down first before we begin. So firstly, there is a Church of England, right?
Yeah.
And there is a Roman Catholic Church in Rome.
就英格兰那个时候就亨利八世之前的这个教会教堂其实还是属于 Roman Catholic Church. Roman Catholic Church 就是罗马天主教会下面的 Church. 还是罗马天主教会呢？ Church 又是教堂又是教会的意思是吧？
Yeah, yeah.、
Oh.
I mean, church is like a place where you can worship,
yeah,
and pray,
yeah,
for like everyone. But that could be small or big or whatever.
就
like that could be like small or really big. Like Roman Catholic Church is huge, right?
Yeah,
because it's that's where the Pope
including
is.
Every church, 是吧
Yeah, it's bigger than all the other churches. I'm assuming.
之前英国国教会是在是罗马天主教会的一个分支，所以他收的税也是直接交到天主教会的，是不过国王手的。
Yes，
对吧？
Right.
他妈压根就什么都捞不到的。
Yes， that's right. Yes. And the thing is, at that time, obviously, the Church of England recognized the Roman Catholic Church as their leader with the Pope, right?
哦，就等于说那个时候英国的教会 Church of England。指认天主教会就指认 Roman Catholic Church 是他们的头
Yes, that's right.
根本就不认国王。
Well, they have to obey the king to a certain extent.
但是可以跟国王角力的。
Yes,
利用这个角力的，对吧
？Yes. And then Henry VIII came along and wanted to annul his wife. But the Pope didn't let him.
这个知道的，就是巴士。乱搞嘛
？What
是乱搞呀？他他妈娶了阿拉贡的凯瑟琳，然后凯瑟琳只生了一个女儿。他其实就算生了儿子，他也会把他休掉的。
Yeah， guess.
因为那个时候已经跟那个安妮·柏林已经搞上了呀，安妮·柏林已经怀了四个多月了。
Oh, really?
啊
，OK.
然后，然后是你说的。
Oh well, basically he desperately wanted a son.
嗯
，and he Catherine failed to deliver, so he used that as an excuse.
嗯 ，desperate, D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E, 就是极端嘛，就特别想要的东西就是 desperately want.
Yes.
Desperately want, 对吧 ，Jerry?
Yes.
Desperately wants a boyfriend.
Shut up. Please, the line.
居然有人自己这么写呀。
那我下次不写了，
要写的没有，你下次不写我给你添上。其实那个时候就是亨利八世想要离婚，
哦耶，
其实哎呀不管什么原因，反正这他就是想离婚，结果就是教皇不准他离婚。
Yes,
也不一定，也不是说教皇真的是因为教义的某些原因不让他离婚，因为他老婆阿拉贡凯瑟琳是西班牙的公主。
Well, not just that.
大部分原因是因为西班牙那个时候英格兰还没打败西班牙，西班牙那个时候是老大，相当于现在美国。
Yeah,
你教皇敢惹美国人吗？
I know,
对吧，一个道理啊。
Yes, but also Catherine was the auntie of King Charles V of Rome, whose soldiers before then actually sacked Rome and imprisoned the Pope, so he didn't want to piss King Charles V off either. So he's like, no, you can't.
Divorce 就是离婚嘛。
Yes, so at the time, the papal authority was final, and even King Henry couldn't disobey the Pope.
那个时候是国王是不能违背这个教宗的意思的。
Yes.
就像我们昨天说的天主教，教宗说什么是什么。
Yes.
对吧
？Basically.
Papal 读 papal 吗
？Papal.
我想哎。
PayPal.
这不是支付宝吗？Papal。P-A-P-A-L Authority 就是教宗的权力，其实就是罗马教皇嘛，他是整个天主教的首领。
Yes.
我们昨天说过了嘛。
Basically, actually at that time there's no such thing as divorce. There's only annul. So divorce is like you admit that you married and now you guys are breaking off. Annul is like, oh actually we never married in the first place, so
我懂了，其实那时候就没，怪不得我看他上面写的都不是说离婚，都不是说 divorce， 而是非要找一个事实出来说，这其实没有结婚，我们没有圆房，所以没有这个事实婚姻。
Yes, that's right.
所以婚姻无效。哦 ，annul, a n n u l， 就是什么意思
？Pretend something never happened.
就是判定这个东西是无效的。
Yes, that's
right. Annul the marriage， 就是宣布这个婚姻是无效的。
Yes，
怪不得。亨利八世他老婆原来是他哥的老婆。
Yes,
结果他哥死了。
Yes,
然后他爸呢，亨利七世为了跟西班牙的关系就把这个女的下嫁给亨利八世了。
Yes, and Henry was 17 at the time and she was like 24 or something. You do realize Catherine is
14 岁。
No, he was 17 when he married.
对，他订婚是14岁。
Oh yes, but he married when he was 17.
对
，Yeah.
但是后来一说是说他的老婆，他后来的这个老婆，就阿拉贡的凯瑟琳，原来跟他的哥没有圆房，所以可以下嫁给他，所以宣布他跟他哥的婚姻是无效的，所以嫁给他。
Oh yeah.
因为
yeah.
圣经里面还说，兄嫂嫁弟是会无后的。
Yeah, orcs.And then later on, he tried to tell the Pope that, oh no, I married my brother's wife, so that makes my marriage illegal because it's against the Bible.
哎，反正都是很搞的。
Yeah, so they're having a lot of fun with that.
对啊。
And so he married Catherine, but Catherine was very, I think she was very popular as a queen, but he just didn't want her anymore because he wanted someone else, obviously. And actually, Henry...When he tried to file for the annul, right, and the annulment of the marriage, he tried to, you know, enforce it. He sent his trusted Lord Chancellor, Thomas Wolsey, to help negotiate with the Pope.
这个 Lord Chancellor 是什么东西啊？是大法官吗？
I think so. But anyway, before we spiral out of topic, so Lord Chancellor Thomas Wolsey was sent to help persuade the Pope to allow the to allow the annulment, but he failed.
Mm.
And when he failed, he was convicted of high treason and then executed.
Mm.
Yes.
哎，我觉得就是亨利八世就是杀人真的是
不眨眼。
确实，你想他已经帮他去跟教皇去解释了，但是他 fail 了呀，就把他给宰了。
Yes.
对吧？
Yes. So basically, anybody that the king didn't like, he would say, "Oh, you're treason."
对啊，
yeah.
我也看了，他们所有人都是叛国罪，
yeah.
他老婆也是叛国罪。
Yeah, exactly.Like Anne, when she got killed, she was convicted of treason as well.
而且所有的罪名都是编出来的。
Yeah,
it's 对吧
？Ridiculous.
Treason, T-R-E-A-S-O-N, 就是背叛。你他妈写成背板了
？Oh fuck!
判怎么写？被你一说，我判不会写了啊！背叛这个。
Okay.
不忠的意思也是 treason, like a cheat.
Yeah.
Like a.
Well, treason is like, treason is more to do with the country or like your clan or like if you're part of like a group and you betray them, that's like treason.
所以主要是背叛
，Yeah，
不是不忠。他这就算不忠，也是不忠于这个组织，
yes.
而不是不忠于这个人。
Yeah，
不忠于这个人叫 cheat 或者 affair， 对吧？
Yes, that's right. But mostly treason is like, you know,
I don't know, I didn't treason.
But you, like most people, so technically, if, for example, if you work for like a duke or, right, or somebody, right, and you betray him, that's also treason because you betrayed.
我知道他不是感情上的。
Yeah, so like you betrayed the duke. Like he, your superior,
owner.
Right? Yeah, your owner or whatever, right? But if you betray like the country, then technically that is high treason. So like high.
一个是
But high treason is basically like against the country, right?
Yeah, 直接叛国了嘛
Yeah, that's high treason, technically. But if you say treason, people know what you mean. So, yeah.
一样的意思其实是
You can say high treason to sound cool.
今天我们就讲到这儿吧
Yes.
13分钟了你个13
Shut up. Yeah, so because of this, and because of this,a whole little episode in English history, we have what we call the English Reformation.
English Reformation.
Reformation. The English Reformation.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you need to check the dictionary?
So the English Reformation will be the topic that we'll be discussing tomorrow.
Okay. Reformation 是什么意思啊？说半天，就是英国的宗教改革。
Yes. Yes. Well, reform,means to change everything, to change the structure and the component of something.
Of the society.
Yeah. Or it doesn't have to be society. It could be like a machine.
但是你这个 English...
Well, English reformation, yes, of course, that's about society, right?
Yeah.
But just the word reform or reformation is... Yeah.
就是改革或者是变革都可以叫 reformation.
Yes.
这个初中就学过了呀。
好, okay.
以后给你看看我们初中的英语书。
Oh my god.
Oh,
and I'll be like, I don't know what this word is. I don't know what this word is. I don't know what this word is. What is all this?
你会觉得非常无聊的。
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
比如说新概念英语、第三册。
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Because my cousin teaches English.
我知道。
Yeah, so.
就是说什么有动物园跑了只豹出来，然后。然后这只豹像一个猫，什么东西的
？They should come up with more interesting. At least with Yasu stuff, like at least with IELTS stuff, some of the topics are like pretty cool to read.
Yeah.
Some of the topics are pretty cool to read, even though you might not be interested in science. But
就算你觉得这个 topic is interesting, 但这是在考试啊。
Oh, that's true. Well, no, you can read it in practice questions, right? But anyway.
不要忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3006，可以看到今天的文稿了。哇哇
哦！如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索“每日五分钟英语”，那个黄色背景的爆炒头就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 ALEX_ZQ_YU， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了。哈哈哈哈。